This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's largest electric cooperative says it's dropping its stake in the biggest coal-fired power plant in the state. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Core Electric Cooperative owns a quarter of the electricity generated by the Comanche plant, which is run by majority owner Xcel Energy. The co-op says Xcel has mismanaged Comanche since it came online in 2010, resulting in constant breakdowns and millions of dollars in repair costs. Core now says it's leaving the ownership agreement and that Xcel must buy out its share. It's also suing the utility for alleged breach of contract. Xcel did not respond to a request for comment. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Pueblo Memorial Airport's new master plan calls for flight capacity to double in the next 20 years, but that's not for commercial passenger service. KRCC, Shauna Lewis.
About 12,000 commercial passengers a year fly in and out of Pueblo. But airport planning consultant Ryan Hayes says many Pueblo passengers drive to Denver or Colorado Springs instead.
It's about 90%, and it's like that for every airport within a 250-mile radius of Denver because the airfares are so low.
Pueblo sees more than 200,000 takeoffs and landings each year. That's mostly military planes, but also includes flight schools, air taxis, and others. The new master plan calls for $90 million in improvements to the airport, including expanding the existing terminal. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Over 30 Denver public schools will close early tomorrow due to extreme heat across the Front Range, and that number is likely to increase. DPS has 48 schools without air conditioning. This is CPR News.